Hi there, my name's Jay Stevens. Welcome to the newest Moshcast from Chucking a Mosh, the premier website for news, reviews and more about Australian punk, metal and hardcore music. You can visit us at chuckingamosh.com. Kicking off the Moshcast there, death metal band Thy Art Is Murder out of Sydney with their song Whore to a Chainsaw. It's absolutely no doubt that the band are one of the heaviest bands in Australia at the moment. They've spent many years unleashing their brutal brand of music upon crowds all over the country, and now it's time for Europe to feel their wrath. The band are currently trekking across Euroland with War from a Harlot's Mouth and As Blood Runs Black, and have just posted up a short little video to let us know they've survived the flight and are living it up over there. You can check that out on our website. Continuing on now with news of an excellent show happening in April at the ESPY in Melbourne. We've already seen a number of huge shows happening across the country this year, and the Clash of the Titans Metal Fest is set to feature a heap of really good metal bands all hitting the stage on April 14th. You can find the full lineup on our website, but suffice to say, you will see NY Breathe's Malice, Terra Maze, Scar the Surface, Bronson, Internal Nightmare, and more. Here are one of the bands performing on the night, Melbourne's Bronson, with their track Cuts to the Bone.
Cut to the bone! incarnate. With no compassion is lost. What a mercenary is king. So a town in bed will arise from beneath the ruin.
Suicide there with Seismic Annihilation from their demo. The band are working hard in the studio at the moment to put some finishing touches on some new recordings, and in the meantime, they put up a couple of tracks from their demo up on their Bandcamp site for free. Heavy as shit. For the second time in a matter of months, Brisbane's Ashes of December are bringing their mosh metal back to Melbourne to play some shows. Joining them for the shows will be their friends from the last tour, Asperity Within, and are sure to make a ton more fans. Since the release of their album, Dying Is For Fools, the band has managed to work hard at expanding their constantly expanding fan base, and with some of the show on this tour being in a small venue and one house show, this tour is sure to be a treat for the band's southern following. Full tour dates can be found on our website. Here's Thank You, Mr. Sheen, from Ashes of December.
Fuck.
Tantalum there with their new single, Monster. For the last few years, the girls have been working incredibly hard at their craft so they can get out and show everyone what they're made of. A number of setbacks have managed to hold the band back in the past, but with Sally Chatfield, an amazing, not to mention absolutely beautiful, new vocalist stepping into the band, things are starting to click with this hard rock band. Having played a few shows already this year, the girls have recently uploaded a few videos to their YouTube page to give fans outside of Melbourne a chance to see what their live show is all about. You need to seriously see them live. It helps them, they're awesome dudes too. You can see all of those videos on our website. Before Tantalum, we have Backyard Surgeons with their song Hospital. Now, if there's one thing that gets us so very excited, it's good dudes playing fast punk music. Backyard Surgeons made our week recently by releasing their new album, and as you've heard, it's packed full of good tunes. Not only have the beer bong guzzling party boys released their album, but being the good humans that they are, they've put the whole thing up for a name your price download. This means that you can get a copy for free. But if you can spare a few dollars for the boys, I'm sure it'd be much appreciated. Time for new noise here on the Moshcast, and this week we've chosen Dress to Riot out of Newcastle in New South Wales. Formed in the late months of 2011, the five-piece Newcastle band made out of two boys and three girls. The band has already played a few shows in Newcastle and the Hunter Valley, and all have received positive reviews. The band even hit the stage at the Annandale a couple of weeks ago. Last month, they recorded their first single, Fall and Break, at Aurora Studios. We think they sound a little like Paramore, with a difference. Definitely not a copycat band whatsoever. Here's their first single, Fall and Break. Hope you enjoy it.
Take by the risk we take, our way. With no beginning and with no end, it's just a circle, a gradual bend. We're moving, falling, we're doomed to repeat. And faced with the flames of fear and retreat. Oh, I forget what I'm doing here.
Between the Wars there with their song I Forget What I'm Doing Here from last year's double A-side single. The band have just announced that they're opening for American band Murder by Death at their Melbourne show at the Evelyn Hotel in May. Also at the Melbourne show will be Cash Savage and The Last Drinks and our good mate Jamie Hay. The Geelong show includes the Smith Street Band and Japan 4. Full tour dates are available on our website. Before that, we heard Blinding Lights from Road to Ransom. These guys are a six-piece hardcore band from Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. Their catchy yet brutal sound has earned them a loyal fan base, which has grown over the past year. Featuring heavy guitar and bass riffs, precision drumming, and well-layered scream-to-clean vocals, the band breaks the typical hardcore sound with the addition of atmospheric synth, replacing the stock standard heavy breakdowns with intricate soundscapes. We're expecting their new EP at the end of this month. It's time for an update now from Adelaide hardcore up-and-comers Reactions. Back in August last year, Chucky and Mosh brought you some rough pre-production demos from the band, who at the time were yet to play their first show. Fast forward a few months, the band have rocked Adelaide stages at a handful of events, gathered some fresh fans for themselves. Even better, they've arranged a great little split with Concepts, another relatively fresh face to the South Australian scene. The split is due for release around June this year. In the meantime, check out their new song, Hell and Back.
Sleeping for a long time. lately I have come to the conclusion that I'm disappointingly probably human. And I've come a long way from those amphibious days, and I'd like to thank things I've seen, the friends that I've made, all the people that have hurt me, the times that I've been saved into music, which made me most of lightning slave. There's blood on this guitar that's wet between these keys. When I step onto the mic, swing my tail between my knees. But we are here to fight, we are here to dance. No, we are here to fight, we are here to dance. And then the summer crept up like only a Melbourne summer can. We ducked back in our alleys and pretended to hate our tans, and told each other one day we'd all look back and smile.
Oh, no, we've been drinking on the Netflix for a long time.
And now we're back in work and we're working on those numbers. They're getting us in our sleep, we're having nightmares in our slumber about the dealers in the overhead. We know we'll have to pay this now. Job for another day. Woo! And last night I kissed a girl that I met at a bar, which is momentous given how things are. We made out a morning and slept in the afternoon. She said, "Will, I think that I can deal with you." And I never found the right way to say thanks to Alex for keeping my head screwed on, for telling me when I was wrong. Even though I've known all along, it's time to clean up, start a band, get back on the road again. Only in Melbourne summer can. We ducked back in our alleys and pretended to hate our dads, and told each other one day we'd all look back and smile.
Well, knowing that we've been drinking on the Netflix for a long time.
And now we're back at work and we're working on those numbers. They're getting us in our sleep, we're having nightmares in our slumber about the dealers in the overhead. They're gonna have to get paid and bust out.
The Smith Street Band there with their song "When I Was a Boy, I Thought I Was a Fish." Over the last year, the Smith Street Band seemed to be getting bigger by the week. With the success of their debut album, the band has become a hit with fans all over the country, playing to packed venues wherever they go. The band have just announced that they will be joining Frank Turner and the Sleeping Souls, along with William Elliot Whitmore, on their latest Australian tour. To top things off, Jen Buxton will also be playing a number of these shows too. These shows will probably sell out pretty quick, so check out all the dates on our website and make sure you get in fast. Well, that about wraps it up for us here at the Moshcast. As always, you can get in touch with me via email at j@chuckingamosh.com, Twitter @chuckingamosh, or over on Facebook at facebook.com/chuckingamosh. To finish up with our classic mosh, we thought we'd pick an older band from Australian death metal in Abremelin. The band formed back in 1989 and were a massive influence on a lot of Australian metal bands in the years since they broke up in 2001. This is Spiritual Justice from their 1996 self-titled record. Enjoy, and we'll see you in a fortnight. I'm Jay Stevens. Catch you later.